from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, officials have confirmed no survivors after an American Airlines regional jet and an Army Black Hawk helicopter collided in midair near Reagan National Airport last night. The plane carrying 67 passengers and crew en route from Wichita, Kansas. Three soldiers on a training mission were aboard the chopper. The U.S. figure skating team has confirmed skaters, coaches, and family members were aboard the plane. They were returning from the U.S. Figure Skating Championships in Wichita. This morning, D.C. Fire and Rescue Chief John Donnelly told reporters they have switched from a rescue to a recovery operation.
At this point, we don't believe there are any survivors from this accident. And we have recovered 27 people from the plane and one from the helicopter.
14 figure skaters are believed to have died. Skating Club of Boston CEO Doug Zegby is calling it a major loss for the skating community. Six of the passengers were connected to the Skating Club of Boston. It's not clear if any New Jersey skaters were on the flight. Meantime, President Trump is set to address the nation any minute now about the crash. In a post on Truth Social, he thanked the first responders for the work they're doing. The president said, "May God bless the victims' souls." It's 11 years in prison for former U.S. Senator Bob Menendez on federal corruption charges. U.S. District Judge Sidney Stein announcing the sentence Wednesday after the Democrat tearfully addressed the judge, saying he'd lost everything he cared about except for his family. Speaking outside the courthouse after his sentencing, Menendez maintains his innocence.
Regardless of the judge's comments today, I am innocent and I look forward to filing appeals on a whole host of issues.
Prosecutors had called for a 15-year sentence, while Menendez's defense argued for less than 2 years. It's getting a bit easier for New Jersey's senior citizens to apply for property tax relief for the first time ever in New Jersey. One application will cover three different programs.
The Department of the Treasury says applications will be mailed to over a million residences in the weeks ahead, and an application will launch online in mid-February, combining three state property tax relief programs: Senior Freeze, Anchor, and the first round of ANJ. The deadline to complete the combined application is October 31st, but the state plans to start distributing benefits in July on a rolling basis for folks who act quickly. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. This portion of the news made possible by Parks Casino. This is how you win. Coming to the Excite Center near Parks Casino, magician Michael Carbonaro on March 8th and country superstar Lee Bryce March 22nd. Visit ParksCasino.com. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Back to the cold. Does that mean precipitation too? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Yesterday was such a weird weather day. Warm and windy. Today, cold and breezy. Feeling much more January-ish out there. We'll see sunshine with some clouds building in this afternoon. It'll stay breezy. High temperatures mid to upper 30s. The wind chill bites a little bit. That'll be stuck in the 20s this afternoon. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the 30s. And temperatures will actually rise a little bit overnight, leading to our next storm system tomorrow, which is mainly a rainmaker. There could be some wintry mix and icy spots in North Jersey tomorrow morning. Otherwise, scattered rain through the morning, becoming steadier and heavier in the afternoon and early evening. Wrapping up tomorrow night, total rainfall between a half inch to an inch for most of the state. Highs tomorrow 40 to the north, 50 to the south. The sun comes out on Saturday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Scotch Plains is 30, Belmar's 32, Mays Landing is 37. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5, and weather brought to you by Mark Patrick Seminars. Lose the weight or stop smoking for only $49.99, guaranteed. Seminars are Sunday, February 16th at the Crown Plaza in Edison, or Monday, February 17th at the Holiday Inn Express in Bordentown. You can register now at markpatrickseminars.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey 101.5.
Join the conversation.